laundromat, you know, to wash and all that, wash clothes. And I hadn't thought about that in a long time, but while I was preaching, it just come up and I mentioned it. You know, and I said, when I got done preaching a little bit of what I said, we got delivered from the laundromat. That was a great deliverance. Go ahead, Beth, start it. That was a great deliverance for us. You know, I mean, we were believing God for washer and dryer. You know, I couldn't find none in the city dump before I got saved, so we just didn't have one. Praise the Lord. But we didn't have to go to the city dump anymore. You know, you learn how to trust God, the dump digging days are over. You know, you go to make, get you a Maytag, if that's what you like. Hallelujah. But you know, I mentioned that, and I got a message the next day from Pastor Oney, and he told me, he said, a lady came up for prayer, I believe now, if I'm not mistaken what he said, that Sunday morning, had a list of what she wanted, you know, wanted me to pray with her and pray with her. And one of the things on the list was to get delivered from the laundromat. And I sent him a message and I said, she's delivered from the laundromat. How many knows when the word comes to you, I don't know nothing about nobody. You know, but this Holy Spirit knows all of us. And I looked at Teresa last night, and I told her, sitting there, and I looked at her, and I said, hey, we gotta stick together. And I'm telling you, we got to stick together. Because together we're strong. And you know, I mean, you know how to live at my house to be together. I don't need you over there all the time, you know. I'm like Mac, I like my quiet time, you know. But we need to stick together. You know, me and Teresa watching some movie or whatever, but what stuck out to me and her is that they're on ships, you know. When the enemy starts doing arrows, the guy in command, he would give a command, say a word, and they knew what it was, and they would just simultaneously, all of them raised their shield up like that, and the whole ship's covered, you know, and those arrows ain't getting into nobody. And that's what, you know, put that song, the title tonight is Walking in Victory, but this is an advertiser, you know. You go to a good restaurant. How many knows we're at a good restaurant tonight? We're at a good spiritual restaurant tonight. And when we go to order, me and Teresa don't do it, but used to, because we get the advertisers, and we eat it, and time we get the food gets here, we're done full, you know. So, you know, but this is just a little advertiser right here. It says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity together. Is there some more of it? Give me verse 2 if you got time. We're not in a hurry. I might want it through 3. I probably didn't write it down. We're not in a hurry, Beth. So don't. Yeah. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren. How many knows that's us? To dwell in unity together. What's unity? We're together. We're one. We're oneness. We're here for one purpose. Number one, to serve Jesus. We're here to serve the Lord. Everybody needs to have that heart. Because if you don't have that heart, then you won't be able to dwell in unity together with your brethren like you need to. Number one, we're here for one purpose. I'm here for one purpose after 30 years to serve Jesus. 30 years. My heart has been for 30 years to serve Jesus. You know? Because he first served me, you know. But it says, it's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, and the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Zion represents the church as a type of the church in the Old Testament. It's a type of the church. It says, for there the Lord, he did what?
Commanded
the blessing, even life forevermore. This unity, according to Scripture, and I'm going to believe it, right? I don't care what I see in the church. I don't care what I see. I'm not going to get ununified. with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit, with the will of God. You know, I'm going, because it is a place of commanded blessings. He commands His blessings. You don't have to believe for this blessing. He commands this blessing. And that is how come, well, you look at our nation, you know, and I'm not going to get on the nation, I'm talking about the church. You look at our nation, the last 4 years, it's more divided than I've ever seen it before, ever in my whole 57 years of being here. It's more divided than I've ever seen it before. And I can't really say that about the church. You know, the church has been divided, you know, a lot of because of denominational barriers and little doctrines and little doctrines of demons and different things like that just come in, you know, to ununify the body. I mean, you know, but this is what the Lord spoke to me. He said, you are seeing the nation unite. He said, I am uniting the nation. He's uniting the nation. He said, I am uniting the church. See, the Bible says that it's not by power, not by might. He said, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And those that are walking with God, they're going to become united worldwide, not just here, but worldwide. They're going to become united. He's uniting the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, this is a place of commanded blessing. And I thought, God, that's how come you took somebody like me at 27. I was rebellious to my parents my whole life, my grandparents my whole life. You know, ain't nobody going to tell me nothing, you know. I mean, and the police and bosses at work and people that was over me and different things. I mean, I was totally rebellious, not proud of that. I'm just telling you. You know, rebellious to any kind of authority at all. It really bothered me, anybody telling me anything, you know. And I get saved, and now the salvation comes on the inside of us, okay. And now, and then the Lord begins to, little by little, down the road, you know, giving me opportunity, you know, to serve, to submit to authority. To stop talking down on the people at work. And a lot of them were Christians. I could not get the commanded blessing at that time, which I didn't even know this existed. But see, God, by His Spirit, He began to unite. Now, this church has went through some stuff over 22 years. You know, I mean, we've never had a church split. Now, we've had people to split like a banana, you know, but that's not a church split. What happened is they got ununified. They let whatever, whether it's not coming to church or whether it's got offended at somebody or you know, it's very easy for me to get offended at some of y'all. Not that y'all are doing anything wrong, man. I mean, you know, you just ever, you know, but I choose not to. Because I'm going to have the commanded blessing in my life, not just here. I'm going to have it in my being. I'm going to have it in my speaking, in my thinking, in my strength. How many knows the Bible says we go in the strength of the Lord God? Well, ununified with the Lord, you have no strength from the Lord. You are not drawing strength from the Lord. And ununified with the body of Christ, you know, and I was preaching the other night and I'd never seen this before. You know, the Bible says, forsake not the assembly. And I talked about church and what church meant and, you know, what and it's called out, called together, and assembly and all of that. And in here, and I just spoke it out of my mouth, you know, people are going to church, but they're not where they're supposed to be. They're forsaking the assembling. You hear me? They're forsaking the assembling. They're going to church. They were in the wilderness going, but they wasn't in there. They turned back in their hearts, you know. And I mean, we got to realize, you know, that the enemy, Satan, and, you know, I mean, I've thought it before, man, they hurt me deep, they hurt me hard, and I'm not going into no stories. Nobody here, see, it was the first first 5 years before y'all. I went through some of that blank on earth the first 5 years, so it don't bother me now. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill ever, because that molehill tried to take me out and make out like it was a mountain and tried to take me out, you know. The enemy's real, and people is real, and they going to get upset with you and all of that. But you, me, you, we make our heart up, and we make our mind up that we are not going divided in our walk with the Lord. We're not going to be divided from our brothers and sisters, and we're not going to allow offense, and we're not going to allow, and we mind our own business. I keep my mind out of your business. If I take care of mine, I'm doing good. You know? And so, mind my own, you mind your own business, you walk with the Lord, you believe God, you stay unified with Him, and you will stay unified with the place He puts you. You will go where He wants you to do. You will be empowered by His Spirit and His anointing and His grace to do His will. You will see things work out for your good, things that try to come against the will of God in your life, because you've took a stand unified with God. And the will of God that you know to be the will of God, there's no force. They might can bring turbulence and hinder you, but just like Paul, he said he was hindered. He wasn't stopped, but things hindered him, praise God. So I'm asking you, let's stay together. We're going to stick together, ain't we? We're going to stick together. Why? Yes. Hallelujah. We're on the front lines. The church is on the front lines today. That means we get the arrows. That means we get the enemy. That means he comes. I've started anointing the church tonight. I'm talking about walking. I got victory. I'm walking in victory. You got to make your mind up. You're going to walk in victory. And you know what? You may not know how to walk in victory, but your God is faithful. If He knows you in the laundromat, won't deliver from it, and I don't. And He knows how to bring you the Word. That's nothing to me. I don't need delivered from the laundromat. I've been delivered 28 years ago from the laundromat. You know, but that's just as important as I need our new building. Right? And so the Lord bringing that to that person, where was she at? In the church, right? She got prayer in the church. She got her word in the church. we're dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. But it's a place of commanded blessing. We've got it. We're not trying to get it. We're unified. If you're not unified tonight, get it right. Click, change channels, change the dial. Get the thoughts gone. Get whatever it is trying to get you in disunity with some, whether it's here, work, church, business, family, don't get in disunity. Slap it down. Thank you, Johnny, for preaching it. Slap that baby down. And you say on the inside of you, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will stay in unity. We will cast those thoughts down. How many knows we've been given weapons? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the weapons of our warfare, our life, is not carnal. It's not going. I understand how it is when you get hurt, and you get hurt bad, and you get hurt deep, and all of that, and you feel like you can't get over it, and you know, and you need to go, and you think that you need to go get that cleared up with that person. I understand. No, you don't. You do not have to do that to get free. You know how come I know that? I've been through a bunch of them battles. I've been through a bunch of them to where I felt like I wanted to quit everything. I wanted to quit all. When I try to do good, evil's present. Paul said it, didn't he? But what did he say over there in the book of Acts? But none of these things move me. None of them move me. Why? He wasn't thinking about himself. He didn't consider how it felt. He considered Jesus. Though I'm going after the one that apprehended me. I'm going after the one that apprehended me. If you have to get that in your mind and in your heart, let all your troubles fade away, that you are going after the one that has come after you and give you a right to come in here and stand in a place of victory. Faith is believing God when it ain't looking good. And don't stay home. Get up and fight. Hallelujah. You do. You're here tonight. But we need to be equipped with this stuff that people out there were like, find you a church. You know, pray and fast that God will change your hours at church, at work, so you can go to church. Pray and fast and seek the Lord and ask Him to move them mountains. The Bible says, Mark 11, whatsoever things we desire, we pray, believe that we receive it, and what? We will have it. See, let's just don't go down here when our bills are due to using it. It don't work usually then. You got to be a full-time believer. You got to be believing when it's good, bad, and ugly, and broke. Don't feel good and sick and ain't figured out how to get healed yet. But see, this place of unity is a commanded blessing on your life. I'm talking about favor of God out there when you need the wisdom of God in tough situations. And the commanded blessing, praise God. He said it's a place of commanded blessing where He commands His blessing on me. Blessed going in. Blessed, that's you. Blessed going in. Blessed going out. I mean, 2 days and you met quota. Good Lord, Ray's coming. It's coming. I thought about it. I thought he might be 5'6", 5'8", 5'7", whatever. But he's dangerous to the devil. He's dangerous to poverty. He's dangerous to lack. He's dangerous to fear. And he's dangerous to doubt and unbelief. Why? Because he refuses. That's all of us. I'm over here and I get the anointing oil out and I've started anointing the pews and you know this ain't and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna stop every devil at that door back under. They're not coming in here tonight. We had a kind of a manifestation of them Sunday. We didn't have a move like we needed Sunday. Y'all, anybody notice it? Not me. We know why. The Bible says if you give up in adversity, your strength is weak. That don't mean you're bad. That means you got to build yourself up. That means you got to come in here and you got to take authority over that devil and that flesh and your feelings and your emotions, and you got to fight the good fight of faith, and you got to praise Him by faith. You're praising Him by faith is I'm playing that bass and you ain't going to never know why I'm going through nothing. You ain't going to see no sad countenance on my face because, bless God, I'm too blessed to be stressed. That's a mentality, a heart. That's a heart thing. And when it's in your heart, bless God, it'll show up on your face and it'll show up in your strength and it'll show up in your finance. It'll show up in your marriage. It'll show up in your ministry. It'll show up. So you make your mind up, and all of y'all, you talking about going to college, Damien and all of y'all, fast and pray where you're at and praise God where you're at and find out the will of God. California boy don't want to be in California if he's supposed to be in Hansville. I'm not talking about you, but hey, I'm your pastor here. I don't want to see you shipwrecked nowhere. But God, finding the will of God, that's the most important thing for us. I mean, they're fixing to get married sooner or later. They're like, nah, we don't want no girls. Well, we'll just see about that. We'll tell you, enjoy the ride one day, just like did Travis. He's like that back there. I wouldn't have a girl, sissy. Then he gets on up there, black God, and then he's like, ooh, yeah. Oh, Beth. Oh, Beth. I'm like, I told you, boy, I told you. It would happen one day. I told you it would happen one day. You know? But see, most of us in here have found the will of God in most areas of our life. You know, going to church is the will of God, but God, and we fight for it. I mean, whatever. I speak to the storms when they're coming across. You're not coming across over here. But God, I'm speaking early in my life right now. I don't care if it does get dark, Darcy, I'm going to church. But God, I'll hire a driver if I have to. I'm going to church. I'll call up somebody, y'all, where y'all going? We're going to Rainbow Crossing to church. Well, I don't want you to go that far. Drop me off down there in Buntsville and pick me up on your way back through. And if you ain't, don't be in a hurry. Don't even think about me. I'll just sit there and wait on the Lord. Come on, we got to have that kind of stuff where we're not thinking we can't. We can't follow God. We can't. We can't. No, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ Jesus. We're not dependent on our ability and our strength and our wisdom. But God, we got the Word of God, and we got the wisdom of God, and we got the grace of God, and we have the anointing of God. Aiden comes down through there and he says, "What ain't that, Papa?" Now they got this habit of following me out of the church, you know. And they're like, "Where are you going?" Start with, and I'm like, "I'm going to pray." I walk around and pray over the service and all that. Well, now they go out and they, "Hey, you're going to pray?" They don't know now, they know. Well, I'm anointing the pews. Praise the Lord, come got me some anointing oil if you ever want to. You know, you just come on in here if you want to. You're going to walk around, praise the Lord, and get the atmosphere stirring around in here where when them comes in a bad spirit, they'll be like, "I can't stand this. Oh, I just got to praise the Lord." Why? They come in our anointing. It destroys that flesh. Those emotions and those demonic spirits that's been getting them to yield to their thoughts and problems and cares and troubles. And they come through the door. Man, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you the truth now. We own this services. God gave it to us. He gave us these services. 22 years ago, He said, "Go down there and occupy Bluntsville." He didn't say go down there and quit when nobody comes to church. I almost did it. So I understand struggles. But anyhow, Aiden, he said, "What are you doing, Papa? What are you doing?" I said, "I'm anointing these pews." He said, "Why?" I said, "Because, Aiden, everybody that sits on these pews, they're going to be changed tonight." I said, I'm anointing them. And he said, "Can I anoint them?" I said, "Sure you can. Give me a hand." Smacked him. I said, "Going on with the rest of them. Going on them." And then when he's laying hands on them, I'm saying, "Oh, thank you, Lord. The anointing, the anointing." You know, he's getting taught, Johnny. He's getting taught to release the anointing at 6. My boy back there was about 5 or 6 years old. I don't remember, but at church, I mean, when the altar call would come, I'm talking about walking in victory. I'm not on a story. He watches us. He watches Bradley get the anointing oil, anoint their head. He watches them fall out. He watches people get filled with the Holy Spirit. He watches things happen. He watches, he feels the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? We go to Mamaw's one night. And we go out to my mom's one night, and he called her Mamaw. We go out there one night, and she's just sitting over there, and I'm sitting over in a chair, and I don't know what Travis was doing. But she said, "Boy, I've just got a bad migraine headache. I've got a bad." And when she said that, Travis just runs across. I remember he runs across the room, and I heard it smack off the wall, smack, like that. And he said, "Be healed in the name of Jesus." And she said that headache immediately left her. Immediately. Well, don't you know the Bible says for us to believe like that? Come as that little child. All he knew is, buddy, we know what to do. He ain't been taught nothing. All he knows is, I've seen Bradley and them do it. Praise God, and I'm gonna pray for Mama. So he goes up there and gets her healed. Hallelujah. That's the anointing. It's not got to do with size, age. I mean, sometimes we got to be careful because we get on up here, you know, we've been in the Lord a few years, 25, 30, 40, 50 years. And, you know, now we can't cast out devils, really. What happened to the anointing? What happened to the Spirit? It happened to the disciples. And Jesus told them, he said, no, it's because of unbelief. He said, these only come out by prayer. This only comes out by prayer and fasting. What? Unbelief, not devils. Devils have already been defeated, and we have already been given power over all the powers of darkness. The Bible says we will cast out devils. The Bible says we will take up serpents. The Bible says that we will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's walking in victory. You don't have to see victory before you use victory. You already got it. We've already got victory. Acts chapter 2, and back to unity now. In Acts chapter 2, Beth ain't going to put that up there. I had it wrote down. But that's where Jesus told them before he left, he said, go tarry in Jerusalem by being endued with power from on high. Till you be endued with power from on high. Then you'll be with him. You know the story. But my point is that the Bible says that they were there in one mind and one accord. They were there for one purpose. Jesus told them what was going to happen, and they went there and they waited and they waited and they waited. The accounts say that some of the scholars say there were about 500 people went to church that day, and there was only 150 that stayed. What happened? They got out of unity. They didn't stay unified. They didn't stay where Jesus. They didn't do what Jesus was telling them to do. But them 150, the Spirit of God moved in, and He's already on us now, see. He just came on them. He came because Jesus ascended, and now we have the Spirit that causes unity. When we're walking in the Spirit, that means that we're, you get in the flesh, you work all day and you don't want to go to church, and you just don't go to church. There's no excuse for that. I know you're quiet, but there's no excuse. That's just yielding to the flesh. Yielding to the flesh. The Bible says when we yield to the flesh, it brings corruption. But if we walk in the Spirit of God, it brings life and peace, right? Life everlasting. Now, I know that's controversial out here in this modern gospel we got going on out here. But we better stay with this genuine, not modern. Because modern loses its power. Genuine keeps its power. Hallelujah. I'll not change. I'll not change my believing on it, giving. Just like Travis is telling me today, he said, I was listening to somebody, he said, and you bring your tithe, and he said, Lord, he can't bless you like he wants to because that belongs to, those 10% belongs to God. We're just giving him what's his. In Luke 6:38, it'll say, give your tithes and you'll be blessed, and blah, 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 blah. It says give. That's over your tithes and offering. Tithes and offering is for the house of God to be equipped. To have plenty of money, whatever it needs, and all of that stuff, praise God. The tithes is for that, and to preach the gospel out there. But when God leads you to give, He's wanting to bring that pressed down, that shaken together, that running over. When He had went partners with some ministry, and I'm like, God, miracles are real. My son is partnering with a ministry every month. Jesus is doing a miracle at my son's house. Right on out the edge of my property out there. But you know what I hear out of him? He's full. He's listening to sermons. 3 and 4 and 5. When he's off, you cannot drink and eat and not get full. You're drinking you got to drink the right stuff. Don't drink Facebook feeding. Unless it's Jensen Franklin or some of them comes on there and you click on it and go get that food. Praise God. Give me that Luke 19. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country. This is the parable of the talents. Into a far country to see for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said, to them, occupy till I come. How many knows Jesus has went into a far country and prepared a kingdom for us, mansions, right? He's moved off from here. He's in a far, this is parables here, but it's where we can see what he wants us to do. And he had moved off up there That man went off, give them talents. It said occupy. In other words, he said, put this to work while I'm gone, where I'll have something when I come back. I'm going to give it to you to work. God's give us talents. God's give us, you know, I'm not talking about ministry. I'm talking about faith. He's give us talents. He said occupy. The word occupy means to do business. That means go to church, pray, fast, use your faith. You know, lean on the anointing. Lean on Him. This song kept going off in my heart this afternoon that I've sang here when I was the praise. I've been a praise and worship leader here before Travis come along. I've been a bus driver, Sunday school teacher, pastor at 11, praise and worship right after 11, take up tithes and offering, dude. Lay hands on them. I never had to run around behind them and catch them, but I was tempted because nobody to catch them. But I always thought I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You know, and so, see, the unity, but there was this song that I did, we did a couple of times, not real often, but it says, we will break dividing walls in the name of the Lord, and you just go over and over and over. You've got to make your mind up that you are going to break dividing walls in your marriage. You got to make your mind up that you are going to break dividing walls in school. Y'all that's going to school. You do this in the name of the Lord. You got to make up your mind you are going to break dividing walls in your ministry. I had to do it in mine. Especially when I started out that I didn't know a lot how to do. And the more I found out how to do, the more that I begin to apply, and the more that I begin to apply, the less it was about me. And then when it was not about me, then things didn't bother me like a duck going under the water. I made up my mind that my deacon thumping my ear and making me mad wasn't going to get me to quit church and quit the ministry. I called it my ministry. You know what it was? Here, Brad. That was my ministry, man. Bradley, I couldn't wait till the praise and worship was over and all that. Praise God, I liked it, but I'm ready to go get that pulpit and bring it down for my pastor. And wait to go too long, not have to break dividing walls or, he's going to sing out another hour. I want to serve. That was my ministry. I felt like, man, I'm in ministry. Woo! Moving a pulpit? Yes! I used to steal the pulpits if I could break into church. Now I'm getting to serve with, you know, taking one of them. I never stole nothing in church. I just didn't think about it. I mean, there's probably some nice pulpits that would have brought good money, man. I just didn't think about it. And you know what? You know what? And then you know, people getting upset at me because Travis didn't run around and disrupt the church. That some of them got upset with me. Oh, that poor kid. Try to make me feel sorry for him, not whip him. But I didn't quit my church. I thought, y'all people ain't going to get me to quit. You don't care what you do. You're not going to get me to quit. They wouldn't let me sing on the praise team. I can't sing that well back then. I didn't look very holy. I mean, you know, they wouldn't let me on. Oh, I quit. I'm telling you right now. No, you got to get off all of that garbage that the devil's dumping in your mind and cast down those imaginations and bring every thought into captivity you have that's a heaviness to you, that's hard, that troubles you. Anything like that is demonic. I mean, just like this. Now, I go in one day. Every time I would go home from work, Teresa would be in there and doing something on the computer. And it's not that she was sitting on the computer all day. And I'd go in and I'd be like, and then it seemed like she'd get off when I got there. every time. And I go in, I go in about 2 or 3 days, and I thought, what is she doing on there? Guess where that thought come from? Right. You got to start discerning your thoughts, where they're coming from. You got, Travis says it like this, you got to, when you open the door, you see what the thought is, and if it's heavy or makes you feel bad or all of that, shut it and don't let it in. He had heard a sermon being the bouncer. How many knows we're the bouncers in our house? I mean, your door, your mind is a door. It's a door into your heart if you let it be. I remember one time when I didn't know how to trust God. I'm making a bold statement right there. And every time I'd get into financial trouble, I would sell something. And so I went down there one day, and I always felt the need to tell Teresa about it. I needed somebody to get in agreement. See, when you're not right, you need somebody in agreement with you so you feel better. So I'd go down there. I went down there. And I told her we had some kind of financial needs, and all of that stuff. And I go down there and I tell her, I said, I'm going to sell one of my trailer. What you going to do that for? Well, I mean, I'll pay this bill. If I ever need one, I'll get one back, blah, blah, blah. And she said, she just made this statement. She said, well, what you going to sell the next trial? What you going to do when you need that trailer and you ain't got one and ain't got the money to buy one? And I went out and I thought, I knew she was going to say something stupid. See, that flesh don't want to hear the right answer. And I went off, and I thought, bless God, she's right. What am I going to sell next? I'm just going to sell everything till I ain't got nothing, then I won't be happy because I've been believing for stuff. And so you know what I made up my mind? My God will supply all of my need. That's what you got to turn to your God now, not the trailer. See, that would have delivered me for the moment. But if I'm not making it already, then borrowing and having to pay back or something, it's going to make it worse. 2 + 2 is not 6. It's 4. But you know what I did? I said, glory to God. And I told the Lord, I said, see, now, unity. See, I'm not in unity. I'm not in union with the Word now in this moment. My mind is working, trying to take care of us. I'm talking about walking in victory, and I'm learning how to walk in victory. Now, I learned up to a point, and I keep that stand. Once you get into a place, stay. Don't let nothing move you. My truck blowed up one time. I made up my mind. I'm coming out of debt. I'm sick of debt, and I'll never owe anybody nothing again, blah, blah, according to the Bible. Don't owe no man nothing but to love him. The Bible says that, says the borrower is subject to the lender, slave to the lender, slave. Well, I made up my mind, black God, I'm not borrowing another dime, and with your help, Jesus, just like we all have to do, God, strengthen me, help me, Lord, if you'll help me, God, and you will, and he does, and you're leaning on him, you're crying out, that's your faith toward him, that he will bring you up and out. Well, he brought me up and out, and I finally got debt free, and something happened to my truck, and I thought, oh my God. I thought, well, I'll just pray about one more truck at the bank. See? But you know what I didn't do? I did not go to that bank. I thought, nope, no, no. This is not going to happen to me. Black God, I'm going from faith to faith and from victory to victory. Now look, in these times, you must utilize your faith. And it goes from not, I hope it works out, to where it manifests. And you're like, thank you, Lord Jesus, I didn't go back to the bank. I've paid cash for the last several. My mind told me I could never do it. And people have said, well, it's because you own your own business. I'm not going through that with you. My business let me down and I was 3 months. I'm not going through all of that. That's stupid for me to go and rehearse all that all the time. Nope, I went on through, Clem out, but God. Now I'm like, whoo, yeah, baby. I'm debt-free, and I'm not broke, and I'm joyous, and I'm faith. I got faith. And told Travis today, I said, I hadn't even got that money. It's about $3,000 or $4,000. I did a job a week or so ago or whatever. Dude should have done sent the money. And I was telling Travis today, I said, you know, I said, I hadn't even got the money off of that other job. I said, you didn't know it. No, I didn't know it, Dad. I couldn't tell it. I said, that's the way it's supposed to be. Never let Satan see you sweat. And so the dude sent me a message. Oh, yeah, I forgot. And I'm going to send your check Friday. I said, thank you. It's coming. I did it yesterday. Oh, quit whining. Stop whining. That's a crybaby. Aiden went out there. Some folk remind me of six-year-olds. Faith concerning faith. Come out there yesterday, and Aubrey, she says, now Tuesday's our day with the kid, grandkids. And my mind is at 5 o'clock, you know, Grandma goes down, she's going to fix supper and all that. And so I'll tell them, when they get to me, I'll say, what are y'all doing today? They know. They need to decide what you're going to do. You're going to get in the pool, you're going to go ride, you want to go pick flowers, you want to go lay around in the dirt, what you want. You know, and Aubrey, I said, you want to ride your four-wheeler? Oh, no. So we go in there, you know, Aiden, I want to ride your four-wheeler. And I'm like, okay. He can't even put it in gear. I have to put it in first gear. And he barely can mash the brakes hard enough to stop it. It's a 300, just not real big. So he's off up there in first gear. And I told him, don't pull it out of first gear, because last time when he pulled it up with his hand, got it up in fifth gear, and he come down there, and he said, woo, that was awesome. I told Aubrey, I said, he's up there screaming, saying something, you know, and I stopped, you know, and I said, what'd he say? What's going on with him up there? I don't know, Papa. He comes down there and he, woo, that was awesome. And I went out there and I said, don't put that up that high of the gear like that. You know, just leave it in that gear. But anyhow, Aubrey said, nah, Papa, I think we need to wash my four-wheeler. I said, I don't think we do. I said, that's your four-wheeler. She said, well, I've never washed the four-wheeler. I said, you are today. So I pulled it out there and go get her some soap. And, well, here comes Aiden. He sees her out there with the water hose. So he pulls down there and shuts his four-wheeler off, comes over there, and he says, tells Aubrey, I need that water. She said, no, I'm washing my four-wheeler, Aiden. You're not going to get that water. He comes over to me, and he says, Papa. I said, what? He said, why does Aubrey get the water hose and I don't? I said, because you are not washing the four-wheeler. I said, you're wanting to play in the water. She's not playing. She's washing the four-wheeler. And then he goes, and he's going off, going to go behind the tree, you know. I said, where are you going? Stop. Turn around here. Come over and I said, now get that lip in. I said, some church people act like that. Bless God, he won't let me start service off. Bless God, he won't do this. Bless God, he won't do that. I mean, no, Satan sees that garbage. He watches you. He plans that. And then he pushes that poor old you button everywhere you go. You'll begin to feel like that you're done unjust at work, done unjust at home. You'll begin to feel like you're done unjust with your friends. When you see that pattern going, know that you got to click something and change the dial and get out of that rut. So I made him straighten up. Straighten up. You're 6 years old. That's what I tell him. You're six. I told him the other day, I said, do you need Papa to go get you a bottle? No, I don't suck a bottle. And I said, well, I'll get you a pacifier. Going down the road one time, Travis, he can't get no milk out of the pacifier. Every time he get in the car, he's whining because of, he be whining because the sun's in his eyes. When your kids are getting on your nerves, I know I had one. He's back there, and I fixed a piece of plastic up. He would get fighting mad in there. He didn't like to be buckled up. He didn't like that. Every time you buckle him up, he go to whining, you know. And then if you got him quiet and the sun got him, he's like, ah! I'm like, ah. Well, we're going down through there, and there's a cow pastor over there. I don't know, he may be 2 or 3 years old. He's getting mad. And so I just reached back there, and I went, phew! I threw it out the window. I said, gone, gone. Gone, gone. That's the last pacifier he ever had. How many knows our whining and complaining gets on the nerves of God like that, man? I mean, serious. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, right? Don't get on his nerves. Don't grieve him. Don't make him back up. Hallelujah. Because he'll send you the problem to get you fixed. He told me one time, I said, Lord, I'm doing good in me. Boy, y'all getting some meat. I'm telling you right now, babies don't hardly get this kind of stuff. They can't handle this kind of stuff. You know? That's why I'm gentle with the grandbabies. I'm firm, strong, especially with the gospel, but I'm gentle. As a pastor, I'm laid back. I'm about to laid back. I mean, if I wasn't under anointing, y'all would not like me. But love constrains me. I'm laid back. I'm easygoing, and I operate in grace. But when it comes to the enemy, I'm bold. And when it comes to him trying to hinder my marriage, I'm bold. You better be bold. Hinder my fire, I'm bold. Hallelujah. I'm bold against him. Hallelujah. I need to be more bold against my flesh as I am the devil. Hallelujah. Don't give me nothing else. I've already went over my time, praise. I didn't get started. So praise God, hallelujah. You make up your mind that you are going to walk in unity with God. You are going to walk in unity at work. You are going to be the Bible says, blessed is the peacemaker in the Beatitudes. Blessed is the peacemaker. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. If you're going to walk in victory, I was talking to my pastor, Pastor Brad, and we were talking about the church, you know, and I said, the Lord's going to bring the body of Christ, you know, to the unity of the faith, till we think alike, believe alike, you know. The Holy Spirit's unifying the body. He said, we're living in a time where a lot of Christians can't take any trials. And so we hung up, and I've got about a 30, 40-minute drive, and so I started meditating on that. I thought there ain't but one reason a body, two reasons a body is not strong. I'm talking about one like here. There's two reasons. Either the word's not preached under the anointing, or that person is not applying when they need to be applying that anointed word. There's two reasons. And I thought about it, I thought, do I preach under the anointing? And I thought to myself, have I seen people's lives change? That's how you know. If you preach in the word and the majority of people's getting things and they're changing and they're growing, they're getting victory. You hear them talk faith, whether you see victory in their life, you know they're getting hope of the anointed word. You know that they're in unity with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus. And so I thought it's not that. Not here. I thought, so we got to make sure that we stay unified with the Lord. If you don't stay unified with the Lord, you can't be in union with your wife or anything else, really. When I'm in the flesh, Teresa can't get along with me. She can't. I can't when she is. I mean, have you ever tried to put a cat and dog together that hates each other? I mean, that's the way we are. You know, that's why I looked at her and, you know, and I told her, I said, we got to stick together. And so I'm telling you right now, we must stick together. You find you know the will of God, you do the will of God. And I'm praying for you that God will help you to do the will of God. If you do the will of God, you will walk in victory. And he's already backed it up. I have more scripture going to do all that, but I pretty much preached it in a nutshell. So get your mind. Get your mind on the word. Think on good things. Think on, just like Travis told me today, he said, Paul give us a list in there of what we should think on. Whatever things is good, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, think on these things. And he says, if there be anything else God wants you to think on, he'll reveal it. And if you do that, there's no way you're going to get oppressed and stay there. No way. I mean, how, like Samantha, that's amazing that her family was raised Buddhist. You know, now pretty much her mom got her around Christians and all that. And then all of a sudden her son gets born again. And then her dad says, I'm never going to bow to Jesus. I mean, to us, it's like, oh my God, that's awful that he's blinded to the freedom that we have in Jesus that Buddhas never give him. I don't have to wonder. Buddha's not, it's a dead God. It's an idol God. You know, but you know what? But at the same time, listen at her. Encouraging her brother. Just stay strong. And you planted that word. And why? Because she's got the strength of the Lord God Almighty in that, and got that knowing that one day her father is going to get born again. We're believing we again. That he's going to be born again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father.